I shake my head in, I suppose, in disbelief when I hear about demands of 8% in the public sector, because often what is acceptable in the public sector is not possible at all within the private sector. And I mean, there are two very different sectors in Ireland, the public and private sector, and especially to small businesses like ourselves here at St. Ola and fellow members of ISME. It's like we're all under immense pressure with inflation. We alone here at St. Ola notified our customers of a price increase last November, and we actually had to go back to them again for another price increase in July. We haven't done that in the 23 years we have been in business.
And where are you finding the squeeze and the pinch point as to why you've had to put up costs? Is it deliveries or where is it coming from?
Across the board, Josh, energy costs are escalating, getting larger and larger. For example, we were tied in with a contract which was up for renewal there in March. And with the new rate that's now been quoted to us, our electricity bill alone is going to increase 300%, you know, and we've searched around. Wow. Packaging, everything has gone up, even just ingredients. Like we have a farm ourselves, as every farm in the country will know, feedstuffs have gone up hugely. Price of diesel and petrol, things that ordinary, you know, people and that employees are having to face with too. We also in small business have to face.
Because we've heard the Tánaiste, we've heard the Tánaiste Leo Varadkar mention, and this, in fairness, this was quite a while ago now, but he had suggested at one point that, you know, maybe businesses need to give employees a pay rise. And then again, when you look at that in the private sector, you must think that that's going to be incredibly difficult without serious supports from government.
Yeah, a lot of small to medium businesses were able to survive during the pandemic due to government support. But it's also kind of, I suppose, it hid the fact that inflation and costs were already there and business hadn't, you know, increased their prices. But now, I mean, inflation is worse now and people, it's very difficult. I mean, margins are being squeezed very, very, very tight. And we have already seen that there are a lot of small businesses actually going out of business, and it's going to prevent growth within the small to medium enterprise sector within Ireland. And we're a small business with 10 employees ourselves, and we have given price increases to our employees all along during the years, not just in difficult times. And we have done it again this year. But it's just, there can be very high expectations. It varies from business to business, depending on what type of business you run. And, I mean, there's such a big difference between the public and the private sector. I worked in the public sector myself, and there is no comparison to working in the private sector and the demands that are put on employers. And it's stopping people from going, setting up businesses. It's also getting people who've been long established like ourselves. Just in the last week, I met two people who've been running their own businesses for the last 20 years. And they're now getting out of business because they said it's just a headache. It's the continual stress and, you know, mental challenge that's going on for everybody. But for employers, I mean, I have reconsidered taking on a new employee because of it, because one of my biggest headaches within my small business is the whole thing about, you know, human resource management and just to have enough employees. And I want to be able to look after those that I have. So I, for one, would be curtailing growth in my business due to these, you know, ongoing costs and demands that the government talk about as if there's, you know, that there are huge surpluses and profits in small to medium-sized businesses, which there just aren't.
And with that in mind, then, the ball seems to have been thrown in already fairly early ahead of 2023's budget and in terms of what every sector and stakeholder is looking for. But what supports do small businesses need to hear about in October, in your view?
Well, we need to hear supports, one, with regards to energy costs, maintaining the 9% VAT that is there for, you know, food service people in the hospitality sector. But, I mean, energy costs are a big one in the farming sector with feedstuffs, obviously with diesel and petrol. And I suppose that it would be very disappointing if there wasn't government support to keep, you know, employees working. But this needs to come through to the businesses itself, because if we lose these small to medium enterprises, a lot of them which are based around the country are small indigenous businesses. If they are lost or have to curtail their activities or actually stop There will be, you know, huge unemployment within broad area of not just Clare, but all over Ireland and the west of Ireland, which is already, you know, under severe pressure when it comes to employment.